So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
I was going to ask the fellas, do you guys think that it would actually be fun to be like a Barstool Sports personality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, it looks like a vibe.
It looks like a good time.
Because like how much work are they actually doing? Like they're just personalities. They just like shoot the shit with each other all day, no?
Yeah.
I mean, they're called bloggers, right? Like I think they do a lot of YouTube stuff now, but I think like the foundation of the job is writing up blogs on the main feed of Barstool. So they all have to be like somewhat competent bloggers about whatever thing is happening, and then they all have their specialties of like sports, you know, college basketball, NFL, pop culture. But
like I wonder, how do you even like get a fucking job like that? Like what a strange, well, because you would imagine like the big personalities, the ones that got like a huge following, like they're probably, because I remember the fucking, don't you remember the Call Her Daddy podcast? And now it's like the third biggest podcast in the world. Like that chick got a fucking bag.
I feel like that's the first podcast girls listen to that wasn't true crime. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because girls only listen to true crime pod, and then that became their pod.
Crazy.
Never heard an episode.
Yeah, no, I think I've heard just like clips, but no, never a full episode.
I don't think I'm the target demo.
No, I don't. Oh, looks like Mia's doing some hammering at a very precise time. Must be hanging some photographs.
Look at this photograph.
No, we can't hear you hammering in that other room.
What is that little hammer? Taking apart the Peloton?
Mia had his friend who's selling this Peloton, and I was joking. I was like, oh, I was like, I'll pick it up for $3. And I was like, oh, just kidding. Like, I was like, I'd at least take her to go get Soup Noodle Bar, like the pho restaurant. And then she seriously texted her that. I was like, where are we going to put a Peloton?
Your spare bedroom.
My spare bedroom.
Or right fucking there.
Yeah.
It's,
come on.
You know that you're going to use that thing two or three times, and then it's just going to collect dust.
And that's where things go. They collect dust. It's right there on the patio.
Unbelievable. So, Rory McIlroy won the Masters.
I heard.
Did the fellas watch?
No. I saw all the posts.
You didn't watch it?
I'm not wasting my time watching that.
No. You guys missed an insane Sunday round.
Yeah.
An insane Sunday round. No interest, huh?
No.
Zero? Rob, what'd you do on Sunday?
I was busy this whole weekend.
What were you doing? What's busy for you?
I was installing a suspension kit on my brother-in-law's truck.
Oh, damn. That's a full commitment. I remember when James was swapping out his engine. Like, it was, like, days of just all day you're just swapping and lifting and...
It's fucking labor, dude. I'm over it.
And then the best part, Rob, I don't know if you remember this story. So it was, like, 4 days. He needs his dad's help, something like that. He's working on it the whole time. And then he, like, swaps out this engine finally, gets it working, sells the car, like... 3 months later is what it felt like.
Fuck it.
A little longer than that, but
I mean, it was like 3 months, dude. It was like 3 or 4 months later. I'm like, dude, where'd the Lexus go? He's like, nah, just ain't it, dude.
That's the name of the game sometimes.
Part of the car game.
Dude, I couldn't believe it because like I know how much work he put into that. It's like, could you imagine building a computer and like, and then you swap out like the video card to something new? And then four months later, you're just like, nah, like,
get the same thing with the 240 that he had, the little green one.
I don't remember the green one.
When I get over a car, I just I dump it, dude.
Do either of you guys, like a little over the Teslas?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's an appliance at this point.
Yeah. It's an expensive appliance.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. I like Tessies.
No, we're looking into street bikes right now. That might be our next thing.
Street bikes?
Back in the street bike life.
Oh, boy.
Run through this world.
To the ER.
To the ER.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think street bikes are cool, but, like, I don't know. I just don't want the fellas to get a street bike because, oh, man, just they're just so dangerous.
They're incredibly dangerous.
They're just, like, so much fun. Unreasonably amounts of danger.
It goes, like, mountain climbing, skydiving, base jumping, and then, like, riding a motorcycle is, like, top five. Well, and then scuba diving and stuff like that. It's up there. As far as, like, daily things people do that could get them killed.
Ugh. Even you, Rob, because you've like had like a small accident on a street bike, right?
You have kids.
So?
You got life insurance?
He's like, I got Aflac.
Yeah. The duck's going to take care of your bills.
Aflac.
I've been browsing, you know?
Yeah.
Looking around.
Yeah. You got to get like one of them Ducatis.
No. Those are so overpriced.
So expensive.
Yeah. What's like a Ducati run you?
40,000.
Like 20 plus, depending on the model.
Oh. Honestly.
20?
Honestly, that was.
A new one is 20,000? I've never seen one that low.
Maybe not like a brand new one, but a used one.
But just like, yeah, no, actually, now I'm curious. So, James, like, just real quick, like, brand, like, any standard Ducati, like, new, what is that?
A sport bike? Let's see. 34.
That I'm not gonna lie, that's way more than I thought.
This one's 26.
26? Okay.
That's still a lot for.
I mean,
26
is definitely still a lot, but like for like a premium street bike, like that's the most I think I would want to pay.
That's I mean, a dude, lot. Harleys are even worse. Harleys, you're spending like 30 plus for like a nice one.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy because, yeah. I mean, like, I would imagine the Harley, though, is it's like a brand thing. Because, like, if you're getting,
yeah,
like,
so is Ducati, though.
Ducati's like the Ferrari.
Oh.
More Maserati.
Okay, so
it's like the racing, cool, the name, you know?
I see. So there is, like, a brand element to the price. Yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I know for a fact that Harley Davidson, it's like a brand thing.
Yeah, they really captured that market.
They sure did. But, like, honestly, who the fuck is buying those besides, like...
Old men are buying them.
Yeah.
Mostly men above, like, 40 buy them. Because they're so fucking expensive.
Comfort. You gotta pay for what you get.
Yeah. I think they hold their value pretty well.
Yeah. Heard they're, like, a bitch to work on.
Harleys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like tool specific, but you have to like go to certain places to get it worked on.
Yeah, because I remember like some of those old valley heads, they were super into like the mountain bikes and now my buddy Mark's super into mountain bikes and it's like, dude, those things, even for just a bicycle,
you spend five bands on one of those things. It's easy.
So, it's so easy to spend five G's.
You could spend 10 racks on a bike, like.
Which
crazy
blows my mind
for a goddamn bicycle.
If we're not even talking a motor, we're talking a bicycle, dude.
I could see you spending like one or two G's if you're really into it, but there's levels of being into stuff, and people definitely like make it there, and then they have multiple.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. The because I know Mark, he definitely has like they call the analog bike, but then now the new thing is the e-bikes.
Yeah.
And I think that seems like a reasonable second one to get. One true bike and then one, I just want to rip this thing up the hill easy and then just bomb all day.
Yeah, that would be the most fun way to do it. Motor all uphill and then bomb down the hill. Zero exercise. You're not earning the downhill.
No, you are not.
That's funny. I've never heard of a bike called analog, like described as analog.
Yeah.
It's like what people call cigarettes analog. I don't call it that, but some people call
it. Never, gotta say, I've never heard that for a cigarette before.
No?
No.
Because obviously a vape is electronic.
Oh.
I'm smoking analog.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what's been on the fella's mind recently?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot. What about you, James? What's been on your mind?
Max got us a new logo. Max made us a new logo.
Yes, he like did. It. Shout out Max creating the new logo.
Yep.
Grand Canyon vibes.
Yeah. And I made a new song.
Hell yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to start it.
Season 3. Nice.
So we got to wait like 10 more episodes or something?
104. Yeah, episode 104. Because
we already changed the picture. Yeah. So I was like...
That's fine. They get a little sneak preview.
A little sneak peek.
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Nice. Season 3.
I've been thinking about getting some Nando's sauce and I can't find any.
Let me tell you where to go.
I was about to say. World Market. World Market, right?
Go to the South African market by, what is that, Gamecraft Brewery? It was like a World Market.
Where's Gamecraft Brewery?
Off of.
It's a Furniture Row in Laguna Hills.
Yeah. Oh.
They have it. I picked up a bottle, looked at it, thought of you. I'm sure he's going to zone in one day and I put it back.
Yeah, no, it's I think it's Via Fabricante. It's across street.
No.
No?
That's a little more south, Via Fabricante.
Is it?
Oh, no, that's Via off Alicia.
Off Alicia and Geronimo.
Via Fabricante links Los Alisos.
Yeah,
either way.
That's over there.
Is that direction.
I know where it is now.
He's already on the prowl looking for the Nando sauce.
Sounds good.
Anything. Hot sauce.
Chicken. I put that shit on everything.
Hey, don't hate their slogan.
Have you guys ever wanted to do like ayahuasca?
No.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. I don't know. Ayahuasca, probably not something that intense. I think you could probably convince me in like a certain environment with a certain group of people, like a trace amount of like shrooms, I could maybe do that. But
have you seen those videos where people are like, it's called like the worst trip sitter ever, and it's a guy like, you're gonna be stuck like this forever.
Damn, that is way intense.
How terrible would that? Just a thought.
That sounds awful. What a butthole of a friend. Am I right?
Bachelor party. Am I right?
Yeah.
Bachelor party. Yeah, I mean, something like that could get behind.
We go out in the desert, play some golf, and then go on a trip.
And your favorite rocket ship?
Cocaine.
Jesus.
Yeah, no. Just gotta get the fellows together. I do need to get organized with this bachelor party stuff. Need to start assigning responsibilities to certain individuals and getting the invite list, all that stuff. But yeah, I would like to get that squared away sooner rather than later. I know people got schedules and shit.
Are you planning your own party?
No.
Sounds like it.
Well, like, I would imagine that I'm gonna have a lot of influence on it, but I should assign people some responsibilities so that the fellas can help me out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Saw an episode of King of the Hill recently. That show is actually hilarious.
It is good. Classic.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all standing around. Boomhauer. That show is so good.
Yeah, no, just
I love his son. I think his son is so funny.
Bobby
yeah, Hill.
No, Bobby, everything he does, because
he's so weird and good show. Underrated. I just watched a couple episodes of The Pit. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Heard of it?
No.
No.
You haven't heard of it? It's an ER type show, like a show about a motherfucking ER.
Okay.
Pretty gnarly. Pretty realistic, I would say. It's like number one on HBO or whatever.
Hmm. Interesting. So it's on HBO.
Yep.
So you're rich.
I use Max's login.
Does he know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now he knows.
Same Sid.
Yeah, if he doesn't know, he's going to know. Isn't it bundled with Disney and Hulu?
No.
What am I thinking of?
ESPN.
Hmm.
It is now. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it
you
is.
Fuck.
All right, I'm sorry, dude.
$16.99 a month. Segues into our first ad. Max. HBO Max. Hulu. Disney Plus.
So interesting that John Gruden, an NFL football coach, is now a Barstool Sports personality.
What does he do for him?
Dude, I mean, you tell me. I mean, from what I've seen, they'll invite like college players or ex-NFL players, and he'll just interview them like he would like when he was had his own show with ESPN. Hmm. And just he'll talk about whatever the fuck he wants to talk about. Quarterback shit, defense shit, like throwback stories. Like, I don't know.
I'm just really surprised a guy like that doesn't want to keep coaching.
I mean, he probably got the Barstool bag. You have to think.
Can't be that good, dude. I don't know.
Well, like, if you remember, John Gruden had like a falling out. I mean, because he was like the coach that kind of got thrown under the bus with like email leaks. And he was like, I don't know. He basically was like dropping some slurs and shit like that in these in these emails.
He was keeping it real.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know. Which is so funny because like you know that all of these coaches like use derogatory language. Like, and this guy.
What kind of words are we talking here?
Oh, he's just, man. I'm
just say the first letter, please.
And these are like work emails, no? Like organization kind of emails? Or are these like private between people?
No, they're definitely like, I don't know. I mean, he probably did it through like his work email, but I don't know.
That's crazy talk, first off.
Yeah, but like this is all of this happened because of the thing with Dan Snyder. Do you remember what he did?
The Redskins owner?
Yeah, so like he was like, you know, coercing his cheerleaders to like show him fucking nudes and shit like that.
Oh.
And just like that, from that, there stemmed an investigation and like other people kind of got caught in the crossfire. But I don't even know how Gruden got, this was like around that time. And I know Gruden got pulled into it. And this is like, the organization was just a dumpster fire. This is when Antonio Brown got signed and then fucking released. And then like he got hit with that. And he just, it kind of felt like a scapegoat move. Like almost like a, like, you know, we don't really want this like really high paying, you know, because they gave him a bunch of money, like a long contract. So I'm sure it was a way to like void his contract. But I don't know. It's all speculation, to be quite honest with you. I'm sure it's just over it.
Scandalous.
I think the coach that surprises me, who like never got into the NFL or like had a lot of success in the NFL, was Saban, because Saban just dominated college.
Bama, and didn't he retire recently or something?
Yeah, no, he retired. Now he's on the desk for college football on ESPN.
That's so crazy. Aren't they dominant?
Yeah.
Bama, and he's just like, yeah.
Well, in that one, the speculation is that the rules of college football are basically totally changed now that the NIL is a thing and the transfer portal is a thing. So now these kids, like, as you can imagine, like, they don't really give a fuck where they're playing. They're just like, oh, like, you know, if a university is going to pay me $1 million versus the other one's going to pay me like 2.5, it's like a fucking no brainer.
The universities, like, are paying?
No, well, it's,
I mean,
all,
I thought it was NIL stuff.
It's all like through donors and NIL. Yeah, I mean, but essentially it's like, who are they connected with that's going to get them money is essentially what it is.
Yeah, because I mean, I would imagine most people don't believe they have a real shot of making the league. So at that point, yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter what school you go to, I guess. It's like,
well, actually, it's kind of the opposite. It's the players that are competing for like the big schools. And like, if you're like if it's a close call in training camp and like one guy edges out another guy, then the second string guy is like, I'm going to fucking transfer somewhere where I'm a starter so I can like,
oh, yeah,
get playing time where,
so
or
that
I can
doesn't
get money.
Any different than it would normally be, though, no.
I just think the rule, I don't know. The rules are clearly different because now there's like a window of opportunity where they can transfer much more easily. I think that's the big thing.
Yeah, why can't they be able to transfer
so
easily?
So now recruiting is like a total clusterfuck because now these coaches that do all of their recruiting in the off season, which is like a big part of their job, now it's like you basically need other people to like do that work more often. It's like you constantly have to be looking in the transfer portal and trying to get guys.
I mean, I can't sit here and tell you that I feel bad for these colleges and
fuck no.
I don't give a fuck about
no, dude.
These dudes making millions off athletes for years that they never pay. Like, which fuck these guys.
Yeah, no, honestly, I feel the same
fuck
exact
the NCAA,
way.
Fuck them.
What a terrible organization too, the NCAA.
They just didn't represent the players like at all, just fucked them over and over again while making fucking bang.
Yeah. Yeah, we have student athletes.
Like, you're a student first.
Student athletes, like, yeah, what a crock of shit. You ever seen a fucking Instagram reel? I saw this Instagram reel recently. It was so funny. It was like the Florida football team. I mean, excuse me, the Florida basketball team that won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like one of the somebody on the social media team or somebody was like interviewing them, like, hey, when's your next class? And they're like, I don't fucking know. Like, they're like, what are you majoring? He's like, communications. Like, yeah, oh, like it's like, oh,
bullshit.
Yeah. They're all just like general studies. Like, I mean, that's always been like a joke, is that like they don't actually go to class, they get A's,
dude.
It doesn't matter.
He's like,
they're just trying to play.
They asked one guy, like, oh, when's your next class? He's like Thursday. He's like, wait, no, Friday. Yeah, no, I think it's Friday. He, like, no, they have no fucking clue. Like, they don't have a fucking clue what they're doing.
Like, the football program will put pressure on the professors to be like, hey, like, we need him to fucking play, so he needs to get above a C average or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's even like that at high school level, allegedly, sometimes. So it's like, I know you couldn't play in high school if you had D's, if you had like below a 2.0 or something.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know what the GPA thing is in high school, but in the whole college thing is just, yeah, the NCAA, just terrible org.
Yeah, I'm glad that players can make money outside of that now. Like, make money on selling their name, image, and likeness. I fuck with that.
Yeah, like why
who
should...
Who are you to tell someone who's over 18, like, that they can't do Instagram ads for fucking...
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Or, like, dude, like, sign a couple of fucking, like, footballs use their signature or something like that. Like, dude, come
Remember,
on.
Remember, like, Manziel got caught... So many dudes got caught up signing jerseys and cards and shit like that.
Yeah,
we got in trouble. Fucking so stupid. Meanwhile, a lot of them are just like, not all of them, of course, but many of them are broke.
Yeah, it's like, no, like, we want you to be poor as fuck, so you're, yeah, it's like, what a dumb organ. I don't know, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah,
I mean, I definitely think there needs to be like some work done as far as like, because I would like to see it if all the schools, like, it was competitive in a more equal way. But I don't know, I mean, there's so many schools and, you know, who knows.
I was watching this thing about the Harvard endowment. Have you ever heard about this, like, how much money they have? They have like billions of dollars.
Oh yeah, all
investments,
all
are
of those
crazy.
Ivy League schools, because, and
dude,
like,
they have so much money,
they have a their portfolios are billions of dollars.
So I guess, like, a long time ago, like in the 80s or so, it used to not be like that. Like, it was much more of a conservative investing or not investing or spending it strictly within the school. And then eventually, like, you know, fund managers ended up like taking over these portfolios, and notoriously the one at Harvard just like quadrupled their endowment And then it became the standard. So now, like, all these colleges are investing in funds and stuff like that. Like, if you do have a huge pool of money, you should be investing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stupid not to, but they have billions. They're just sitting on so much fucking cash. And don't they get, like, tax exemption status?
Yeah.
Stuff like that? So crazy.
Exactly.
It's fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's... I don't know if I have an issue with that, but I don't know. What I was...
But then stop asking for fucking money from...
Well, that's the thing, though, right? From,
like, the
boosters. So, I wanted
to... What do you call talking, the people that graduate? What do you call them?
Like, grants.
Alumni?
Alumni, yeah. Stop asking fucking alumni for endowments and stuff.
I was going
like
to pay
that.
My debt off. What do you mean?
Please donate $100.
It's like, fuck you.
For what?
Well, I think what's more irritating for me was... because I was just reading an article. It was just, like, some random article that popped up on, like... Microsoft, but it was I guess Trump had an issue with, like, some of their diversity and inclusion like policies, because he was saying that, like, oh, 95% of the school identifies as, like, Democrat. So
he was having a problem with a certain school in particular,
Harvard, or? Specifically.
Okay, yeah.
So, which I was like, well, that's kind of strange. Like, why does he really care about what colleges, like, what their policies are? I mean, like, I don't know. If they're private institutions, like, they should be able to have whatever policies, right? But then it was like, oh, like, they couldn't come to an agreement, and then, oh, he, like, canceled some, like, fund that they were giving him. And then it's like, oh yeah, the government was giving Harvard of all school, like, tens of millions of dollars. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, why was the government giving, like, this
That's
school?
A great question, my friend.
And I'm just like, so then I was like, I agree with both sides. I was like, if I was Harvard, I wouldn't change a thing. I'd be like, no, fuck you, government. I'm not going to change my policy. But if I'm the government, I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you money. Like, yeah, I'm not going to give Harvard, right, of all schools,
a private Ivy League research university. Why, like, is the government paying?
Yeah, like, a school that has a multi-billion-dollar endowment fund, like, fuck out of here.
$50 billion as of 2 years ago.
Fucking Jeez. Outrageous, like, that you're getting, like, money from the government. Like, so dumb.
So Trump is saying he's asking the IRS to revoke Harvard's tax-exempt status.
Oh, that's pretty steep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if I was Harvard, I'd probably have an issue with that, but I don't know. I mean, I just think it's outrageous that private Ivy League schools are getting these, like, huge fucking things. It's like, no, that's just not, that's not it for me.
Yeah, that's crazy. Got me fired up now. I was just reading about the COVID, like, lab leak theory. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Kind of a conspiracy, but what were we gonna say, Blake?
No, it was it's like the lab in China. It was, like, a bat or something like that, and they, whatever. Anyways, you tell it from your perspective. Go ahead.
But I mean, I've read conflicting reports. I'm just gonna talk you through what I read and my interpretation of all this. So, you can find articles as of December 2024 stating it's highly likely that there was an outbreak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, you know, the place where they study these exact versions of these diseases.
Yes.
And it broke out in the same town at the wet market that's, like, a couple miles away. It's like,
yes.
Is that a coincidence? I don't know. It'd be like saying, like, in Atlanta, a market, you know, right across from the CDC, like, broke out with it. I don't know. Like, it's awfully coincidental. It's not impossible, of course, but they said it's likely. And then I read other reports that it's more likely that it came from raccoon dogs, which is something I've never heard before.
A raccoon dog?
Yeah. Basically, there's two sides. It either came from animals, which mammals, when one mammal gets one of these SARS diseases,
you know what this sounds like?
What?
That's how AIDS started.
Yeah, allegedly. I mean, the joke there is that some guy fucked a monkey.
Exactly.
And some guy fucked a monkey and got AIDS. But yeah, that's more likely is that it was passed via a mammal. But and then I'm like, okay, well, you can't trust, you know, China's government to release,
because
they
not.
Were suppressing information early on because they don't want to be known as, like, the Kung Flu, and they don't want to be seen as, like, we fucked up, Mm-hmm. Or that we planned this allegedly. That's a whole other conspiracy, that they wanted to release this thing or whatever, but or it was a mistake and they would look stupid. And then I'm like, well, how? I mean, you can't really trust the U.S. government either. About like,
can't trust any government.
You could. I know, it's terrible. Yeah. So what the fuck are we supposed to
do? Which government do you trust more, the U.S. government?
Definitely I trust the U.S. more. But I still don't trust it completely, by all means. It's sure. Like, they've, you know, they went back and forth on a lot of things COVID-related multiple times, like totally fumbling that one. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Just, are your guys' thoughts about all that?
It was my understanding that that's pretty much, like, the most... like logical theory,
which theory?
The lab leak theory is that they were studying it at the Wuhan lab,
you know, the place where they study diseases
and
area.
Somehow or another, like, it got out and exposed in the real world, and like, yeah, they're studying this damn thing, and they're like, the whole purpose of it is they're trying to optimize it and like make it spread faster, like that they're doing they're tampering with it to accelerate it, they're doing all sorts of things to it, right?
I guess, yeah, yeah.
And like, yeah, somehow
finding faster ways to cure it or whatever.
Yeah, and somehow or another that it got leaked like close by the lab, and like that's how COVID started. Like, that's always been my understanding. Like, is it possible something else happened? Sure, but to me it just makes like the most sense. Like, that just makes the most sense. I don't even really consider anything else. Like, that's my thoughts. Rob, what about you?
I don't know.
Well, I feel like Rob, where I'm like, who the fuck are you supposed to believe? Like, yeah. Both of them now have been like discredited to a point where you're like, now you just sound crazy if you believe either one. Like, to be fair though, Wuhan, I looked it up, is the seventh largest city in China. That's why I said Atlanta being like one of the larger cities in the U.S. is like, yeah, these institutes tend to be in larger cities. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's like, that doesn't necessarily make it a coincidence or a correlation, but.
I mean, for all we know, a worker could have got it.
That's what we're saying. Is that a worker
and then like, you got know, it, like,
went
yeah.
to the wet market, spread it to someone else, and then boom, the whole world fucking has
it's
it.
It's more but. Likely, but you know, it's like, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Oh, anyway, so here was what...
Well, I think just to add real quick to what Rob said, he's like, oh, what are you going to do? Is I think my response to that would be like probably some sort of accountability from the governments or...
You think China's going to be like, all right, that's our bad?
But I don't think any...
We caused trillions of dollars of like world economic problems and deaths.
Yeah. See, I don't think any...
How do you take...
I don't think anyone would actually fess up to that. It'll take a lot for them to, but...
Yeah,
they would rather just push it off. Why are we barely learning about this like 3-4 years after the fact? You know, it's like by that point people are like whatever about it, or like,
yeah, it has less effects.
Yeah
through time. And I mean, the Chinese government did imprison journalists that were spreading information about it. It's like, mm-hmm. They imprisoned like 95 journalists. Could you imagine if that happened in the U.S.? A journalist got locked up for...
Who? Hey, it could be happening. You never know.
What's that movie that Ben
Affleck
was in? I
like to think there would be a fucking Argo.
Yes, that movie.
Were they trying to get those people out of...
Maybe they're not getting locked up. Maybe...
In America?
They're mysteriously dying in plane crashes and helicopter crashes. Yeah. And
I like to believe that's not the case.
Yeah.
I like, and here's the thing, to be honest, I like to believe that our government is better than to do things like that, to that degree. But I also think there are some shady stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
That we may be better at hiding it to, you know, or it's at, it may be we're hiding it and it happens to a lesser degree. Both can be true.
Mm-hmm.
But that things like that do still happen, I believe. Like, you know, the CIA or the FBI does some shady fucking shit.
Well, so did you see the... helicopter crash?
Yeah, what was the, I didn't read too much into that, but what's going on with that?
It's like, what was it, the head of like the Siemens company?
The nut?
Like his whole family got wiped out.
Oh, what?
Like him, his wife, and like the three pilot? Kids.
Is he like a SEAL or something like that?
Yeah, and the pilot was like an ex, like SEAL, like vet.
I gotta read into that one.
And then how like all the propellers just like broke off and like...
I did see it fall. It didn't look like a regular...
No. But it was... I don't know. There's like a bunch to the conspiracies.
Damn. Yeah, how do you know who to trust?
Yeah, so, yeah.
You can't trust, like, most media because it's biased in certain directions. Mm-hmm. You know, companies pay these news outlets. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So here's what the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform said, which is a committee by the House of Representatives, I think, that investigates the House of Representatives, the Senate, and what they put out. So here's what they said. COVID-19 most likely emerged from a laboratory in Wuhan, China. Here are the five strongest arguments for that. One, the virus possesses a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. Data shows that all COVID-19 cases stem from a single introduction to humans. Wuhan is home to China's foremost SARS research lab. People at that lab were sick in the fall of 2019 before it was discovered at the wet market. That's, yeah. And they're saying that if there was evidence of a natural origin, it would have already surfaced. They're saying it hasn't. But that's one side. And then I was like, I wanted to prove that wrong. So I tried to look at it from another perspective. And then I'm reading a bunch of stuff that's like, oh, the lab leak is a bunch of bullshit. That's mm-hmm. a bunch of, it's never actually substantiated. And then so I'm just further conflicted. And now I feel like I've gotten nowhere. Sucks. It's very unsatisfying. But I'm obviously not alone in this, in the U.S. with not just COVID, but trusting what the government tells you versus media versus the Chinese government.
Yeah, just all I can say is thank goodness that that time has come and gone. Goodness yeah. gracious.
Yeah.
In other news, literally the day after we potted last week, this poor dog got like the most insane infection I've ever seen.
COVID?
she like, we just like noticed the next day she was super low energy and we took her to the vet. And when we took her to the vet, we're like, oh, like her eye is funny. And then we're looking at it and we're like, oh my God, like her eyes all messed up. And then the next day it looks like she had like a water balloon on her eye. So I had to take her to a fucking eye doctor and put her on all these medicines. But like we did all these tests and basically they're saying like, oh, like, you know, it could have been from like a foxtail, like on her walk, or it could just be like just anything essentially.
Mm.
But, or like, The eye doctor also said that, like, oh, she had a sore in her mouth, and sometimes when they chew on, like, the sticks, that they can poke themselves in the mouth, and then that irritates, like, around the eye.
Interesting.
But, oh, my God, I just hate going to the vets and the animal hospitals. They're just the absolute worst places on planet Earth.
Yeah.
They always want to sell you blood work, which is like $450, because they never know what's wrong. But if they do blood work, they're like, we're gonna have a much clearer picture of what's going on.
That's all real life is for humans.
Yeah. I mean, don't they do that at the hospital for humans? Don't they take blood and urine like almost anytime I go to the fucking yeah. ER or hospital? It's like, all right, first thing we're gonna do is check your vitals, your blood pressure, your breathing, and your blood and urine. So why not? Why would it cost $400 for a dog? I don't know.
It's crazy. It's absolutely preposterous. But anyways, she's been on medicine for the past, whatever, 5 days now. And she's like finally back to normal. But oh my goodness, I felt so bad. This dog in the past 5 months has gone bit by another dog. She got fleas. And then she had...
Sorry.
And then she had this eye infection. She's just...
Shouldn't have deserved that. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Other news, did you guys feel that earthquake the other day?
Dude, it was crazy. It was a pretty gnarly one.
I didn't feel it.
Really?
No, I was at work.
You didn't feel it at work?
No.
I thought it was crazy that like the phones notified us before it happened.
Yeah.
Because I'm like sitting there at work and I hear one of the guys like, is your guys' phone doing this thing too? And I'm like...
Like an Amber Alert sound. And then I was like...
They're like, yeah, it's saying it's an earthquake. I'm like... Get the fuck out
of
here.
At first, I was like, damn, do I need to like hit the deck right now? I was like, are we expecting like a 10.0 in the next 10 seconds?
And then it shook. I was like, oh, dude, fuck.
I thought it was pretty gnarly. I mean, shit was definitely shaking in my office. So we're watching a good video right now.
Oh, my God.
And so...
Pole City.
So, fellas, when I took that trip to Florida last year, this exact course is what I played.
Nice.
Which I thought was so crazy that they were playing here like not that long after I went.
You're lying.
No, I'm dead serious. It's the Disney's Palm course.
It's Disney?
Yeah, it's a Disney course.
You gave money to that corporation?
Yes. Yes, I did. They also had rental clubs, so that was kind of nice.
Lefty.
Wow.
Would be fun to shoot a video where we play lefty and Blake plays righty.
That would be terrible.
I feel like I would smoke you guys, righty.
Probably. I have almost no coordination when it comes to doing things lefty or left-handed.
Really jack off all the time.
Jesus.
Do you guys have good handwriting?
I have awful handwriting.
Yeah, no.
I have terrible handwriting.
Yeah. I wonder why that is. Like, why do guys always have terrible handwriting, but then girls have, like, it looks like it came from a computer. It's like,
I think for girls, they want to be perfect. For guys, we don't give a fuck. As long as it's done.
Mine's about writing as fast as possible. Exactly. Basically. Like when I'm taking notes in class, it was all about like, I'm just getting this shit down. Acronyms and shit, like shorthand.
It sucked like later on going back to reread it. And you're like, what the fuck was I writing? It looks like I'm failing this test.
I think the only thing that I've heard or read is that I think girls develop their motor skills earlier, so when they're learning how to handwrite, they have more motor skills, so they learn, I don't know, they just have better coordination, I guess.
Hmm. They definitely take more time writing.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is like very, I'm just trying to get this down on paper, and yeah. I care.
A little chicken scratch.
Yeah, it's bad.
Pretty much.
I can write better. I just have to slow down and be deliberate. I can obviously do better. It's if I'm writing for myself, like it doesn't fucking matter. But if I'm writing something that I'm purposely going to give to somebody, I try and take a little bit longer to write down.
Make sure it's legible.
Yeah. And why the fuck do we learn cursive in school too? Remember that?
Yeah, that's...
You're going to need this for the rest of your life,
talk about
kids.
A skill that's just not going to translate well into the future.
They couldn't teach us like how to do our taxes.
Seriously.
In third grade or whatever. Couldn't teach us how to save money or open a credit card. I don't know.
How often do you use cursive?
Never.
Just signing papers?
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Signature.
I can't tell you the last time I've done cursive.
I don't like reading it. Like when you get cards from like your grandparents and they write it in cursive, you're like, it
can be hard to read.
Can you read this to me, please? What is this letter?
Yeah, cursive, and it's even more stylistic than just like regular writing. Yeah. So it's sometimes even harder to read. What a waste of fucking time that was.
Seriously. Yeah.
Why didn't they teach us typing? Like that's something we're going to use a billion more times.
You guys didn't. Oh, well, I'm just saying
instead of that.
Yeah.
Have us fucking type or something. I don't know.
I feel like kids learn how to type so early now just because of all the electronics.
Yeah, but they type on iPads and shit. They don't type on like real keyboards. iPhones and iPads. I feel like I would have been an iPad kid. Boogers on it.
Sneezing all over the screen.
Dude, they're nasty.
Fuck.
It would have just been fucking Baby Shark on a permanent loop. Just James's brain would have just been melted.
Mm-hmm.
Um,
Want to do rappers?
Yeah.
Do a rapper? Let's do it.
Hold on. Okay. Michael Stevenson. What rapper was born with the name Michael Stevenson? Maybe we should do it where I give you guys hints.
Ooh, I love
like
this.
Like, it increasingly gets more hints. So maybe you get one answer for this round with no hints. We'll go to the next round and then get one answer in the next round. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's get your Michael Stevenson. Give me one guess each. Where do you guys want to work as a team? It's up to you guys.
What do you think, Rob?
I'm trying to figure out who it could be.
Maybe it's a white rapper. Maybe maybe it's what are like just name popular white rappers, Rob, just like off the top of your head.
Eminem.
What about G-Eazy? That's not going to be Eminem because we know his name is Marshall Mathers.
Or Machine Gun Kelly?
What about could be Machine Gun Kelly.
Let's go.
I need a guess.
Machine Gun Kelly, G-Eazy.
Can't just be reading.
What
shit.
About what about the kid Leroy?
I feel like his name is Leroy.
I feel like his name's Demarius or something like that.
Demarius.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go with G-Eazy.
Rob, or are you gonna play as a team?
I'm going to go with Blake on this
Fade
one.
Fade is the move on this hole.
I'm going to piggyback on that one.
G-Eazy, it is not G-Eazy.
Damn.
I guess what would be a good hint? He's not white.
Seriously?
He's not white.
All right.
I guess I should say, I'll be a little more specific, he's mixed.
Light skin?
He's mixed. But he's not, I wouldn't call dark skin and dark skin mixed. Hypothetically. He's a mixed individual.
So, is mom white or...
What does it matter?
And we know his songs?
Fuck. I think he's going to pick popular rappers. He's not going to pick people we don't know.
I'm not going to pick some underground rapper you never heard of before.
Do you know Logic's name?
Robert.
Robert is his name?
Robert something, yeah.
Damn. Because I knew Logic was mixed. Who else is mixed? Isn't Tyga mixed? Mm. He's Vietnamese, right? Fuck. Mixed rappers. Is Chris Brown mixed? His name is probably Chris Brown, so. Damn.
You know what's weird? You ever meet somebody and you didn't realize until now, but they're going by their middle name or like they're going by like a nickname?
It's fucking bullshit.
It's weird. You're like, what? You duped me this whole time? Michael Stevenson.
Travis ain't mix. What about ASAP? Is ASAP mix?
He might be mixed, but I don't know.
I'm going ASAP Rocky.
No. I'm going to go ASAP Ferg.
He's definitely not mixed. Are we going as a team?
Sure.
Your guess was ASAP Rocky?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's incorrect.
Damn.
He is from Los Angeles.
Oh,
Southern California, Los Angeles, mixed.
What a mixed rapper,
Michael Stevenson
from L.A. Dude, I don't even know any L.A. rappers. Rob, do you know any L.A. rappers?
Tupac.
Is it Tupac?
Tupac's name is Tupac. Deepak Shakur.
Damn.
Let's go with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop D-O-double-G?
Yeah.
Blake?
Oh, actually, yeah. No, I'm going to go with Ice Cube.
Both are incorrect.
Fuck. Damn.
What comes next? What's a better hint? Maybe I should give you the name of his top song right now.
Yes.
Okay. Number one song. I'm not going to give you any other information than the title of the song.
Okay. How about you say a verse from the song?
No. The song name is perfect.
Hey, yo, my name is...
My name is Mike Stevenson.
Yeah. It's your boy, Michael Stevenson from LA. I'm mixed back out of the... So specific. The song is called Taste.
Tiger.
Is that your guess?
Yeah. Dude, I was about to say, it's Tyga.
What's the guess?
Tyga.
Tyga.
It is Tyga.
Dude, are you kidding me?
No. They always say go with your gut feeling.
Dude.
Because that wasn't his final answer. I can't just be like, yeah, that's it. You have to give me your answer.
I'm so upset. I was right on this. I was cooking.
But you didn't believe yourself.
I didn't believe myself. I didn't trust myself.
I didn't believe you either.
I also said it was Tupac, and his real name is actually Tupac. So yeah, I should not be allowed in this game. I'm terrible.
We need another one. We need redemption.
Mia, did you know who it was?
No.
No?
I didn't know Tyga was from LA.
Compton.
What the heck?
Michael Ray Stevenson. What'd you think about that? Okay, the next one. I like the format though.
It's a much better format. I would be okay saving other ones if we're running out of time.
We'll be fine.
We got a little time. This game got more fun now. This gentleman's name is Miles McCollum.
What? No, I think that could be a black name. Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
You know this?
Yeah, I feel like I know it.
Oh man.
Miles McCollum.
Oh, is it Juice WRLD?
Hold on.
I need your guess. I can't just...
I'm guessing Juice WRLD.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I don't know why I have this inkling that it's Juice WRLD.
Can I...
Can't look anything up.
Fuck. Can I tell you... I forgot his name.
Or is it Mac Miller?
No.
No, I can't give you the name. You have to come up with the name yourself. No, we're not there yet.
Can I just tell you the song, one of the songs that he sings? I don't remember his name.
No, work with
Rob. Tell me. Yeah.
Who went to the thrift shop to get a...
Macklemore. Okay,
so we got Macklemore and Juice WRLD?
I'm going with Macklemore.
Okay. Both are incorrect.
Fuck.
Damn, we suck, dude.
So what did I say? Race?
One hint.
Was Race the first... Or should I say the city?
I think it was Race.
Well, I said... Yeah, okay, he's dark skin.
Dark skin.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
Damn. I was way off.
He's a dark white person?
Miles what?
McCollum.
McCollum.
He sounds Irish, huh?
Miles right, McCollum.
Well, I'm going Mac Miller.
He's dark. Mac Miller is white as fuck.
Dude, I'm just out of it, dude. I suck.
He's probably got dark skin now.
Damn. That was cold.
I don't think he has any skin right now.
Fuck, dude, that was cold.
Not colder than he is right now.
Damn. Let him cook.
He probably was.
I was cooked. Maybe he was cremated. I don't know. Miles McCollum. He is a dark-skinned gentleman. I need a guess. Blake? Can't leave our viewers.
Go Moneybag Yo.
Okay. Blake?
I'm going to go with the Kid Leroy.
He ain't dark skin. He's Australian.
I'm just
he
kidding.
Wants the next hint.
Okay. Both are incorrect. Okay. He is from Atlanta.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, is it The Game? I'm going with The Game.
Rob?
There's literally so many. I think you should go with Lil Baby. Lil Baby would be my second guess, but I don't, if you can't think of anybody else, then go Lil Baby. But I'm gonna go with The Game. No, wait, The Game might be an LA rapper.
No, you already locked it in.
No, I'm going Lil Baby, and I'm locking it in.
I think it's from Charlotte. Well, fuck. That's the baby. There's too many babies.
Oh fuck! It is the baby. Oh, maybe it's right. No, fuck! I don't know.
I'm not gonna help you guys.
Don't.
Do you guys see Andrew Santino has a show with golfers now?
Yeah, well, I saw something that was that he posted. It was like, was it fried egg golf or something like that? Or
him and Cam Smith, and then he just did an episode with someone else, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, good idea.
Go with 2 Chainz.
So we got 2 Chainz and The Game.
Yeah, sure.
The Game is notoriously from LA. That's crazy, first off. What'd you say, Rob?
2 Chainz.
No.
He already had given us 2 Chainz, too,
technically,
Rob.
Technically, that was his old rap name.
I said, who was Titty Boy?
Yes.
What was his second rap name? So the answer was 2 Chainz. Okay, Miles McCollum. He's a dark-skinned gentleman from Atlanta. His number one song right now on Spotify is called, should I do the most plays or just whatever's at the top?
Whatever's at the top is fine.
Well, yeah, I don't think I know it. Drive Me Crazy.
Oh yeah, what the fuck,
it wouldn't be the song I'd pick.
Can you look popular then?
Now I'm giving you 2 hints for this.
Well,
I would pick the song most recognizable, Broccoli. Dark-skinned gentleman, Miles McCollum, from Atlanta. Most popular song is called...
Fuck. We should know this. I've definitely heard
know it. Technically, he's featuring on Broccoli.
I feel like I've definitely heard this song, but...
Still, you'd still know it if you knew it. Next time, I think, I also want to do a line. I'll pick a line from one of their songs or something. You know what I mean?
Can you do it right now?
Bitch, I'm on that broccoli. Something like that.
Good enough.
Damn, I'm trying to... How do I make it more obvious?
Fuck, dude.
Blake?
I don't even know how that song goes.
Dude.
Oh. I'll play the beginning of it next.
I'm so bad at this game. I'm terrible at this game.
Yeah, it's funny though.
What's a dude's name again?
Oh my god,
Miles
McCollum. I feel like Lil Wayne is maybe on that song.
Is it near Orlando?
Let's go like Lil Uzi Vert or some bullshit.
Lil Uzi Vert, okay. Like, what was your guess again?
The Kid Leroy.
No, you had a guess recently. What did you say?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't.
Fuck! Who did you say?
I think he said Lil Baby, right?
Oh. No, he already said that. Two rounds.
Dude, these Atlanta rappers, man. Is it one of the Migos people?
I can't just say yes or no to every rapper you say aloud.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with Offset. Lock it in.
Offset. And you said Lil Uzi Vert?
Mm-hmm.
It is neither of those. I'll play the beginning of the song. Called Broccoli. definitely heard this song.
I know
before.
The song.
Kid Cudi's on this? It's Kid Cudi, right?
This is him.
Oh my god.
You 100% heard
no,
this rapper.
No, I, oh man.
Many times.
I know who this guy is.
His voice
I
is like
know,
so obvious.
I know who this guy is. Oh my god, why can't I think of this guy's name? I know this guy.
Mia, do you know it?
I
oh my
I
gosh.
Know this guy.
I can damn. See his fucking face.
Is he a dark-skinned guy from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Dude, I remember seeing an interview with this guy, and this guy only eats like fucking like pizza and hamburgers, like doesn't eat fucking vegetables. Like doesn't eat vegetables
he only
at
eats,
all.
Like, pizza, burgers, candy, chips, and soda. Yeah. Slam.
Oh,
what'd
my
you guys get
God.
For dinner? What's that?
Oh, that is
get it for the whole pho crew?
Noodle soup.
For the whole gang?
Oh my god, I'm gonna be I know this guy. Why don't I know this guy's name?
We're at 60 minutes, so either you can throw in the towel and do trivia.
I'm not throwing in the towel, absolutely not. I'm gonna get this guy a name. Yeah, that's fine. You guys won't like my trivia question.
Oh my gosh,
is it who's the gayest guy of all time? It's you. Come on.
I know this guy has
all that fuck shit.
Oh my god, I know this
that
guy's
song was
name.
So big. Hello mama, would you like to be my sunshine?
Oh my god.
I hate to say it, but I give up. But I know
now you're throwing in the towel.
I mean, I literally can't even think of this guy's name. I don't even know. It's not like this guy has like he's had a few popular songs, but like there's not like an album or something like that where you're like, oh, like that album is so good. It's like, no, he's like
Lil Yachty.
Yes, there it's it
Lil
is.
Fuck.
Lil Yachty.
Thank you.
Good wow. job, Rob. Good job.
Damn, it took forever.
Yeah, we suck. I mean, I'm gonna speak for myself. I'm so bad at this stuff.
It makes it funny though.
I want one more.
No, this is gonna die of starvation. Apparently, trivia. We have time for trivia.
All right, all right. Rory McIlroy just won the Masters. Your question for today is a two-part question. So now that the Masters is done, what is the next major championship that the golfers will play?
The FedEx. Whatever. FedEx. Whatever. I don't even know.
The Players? No, that's not one.
No, that just passed. I'm pretty sure.
Open?
Yeah.
There's the Open. The U.S. Open.
Two different things?
Yeah, they're two different things. One's in Europe. They're just called Open.
Oh.
There's the final one, whatever. I think it is the one Mia's talking about where it's the PGA Championship. That's the end. That's the last one of the year, I think.
Let's go.
You want to go with that one?
Want to go with the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know if that's passed already. I don't know.
The only hint I will give you is that the Masters is the first of four major championships.
Oh, it's the first?
Yes.
Oh.
I will give you that as a hint.
That's not a major.
That passed.
It's not a major, and it's already passed.
Now you just look stupid.
What a dumb answer.
You should see yourself right now. Want to go with the Open?
Yeah.
You said the U.S. Open or the Open?
Let's go with the U.S. Open.
Okay.
So the correct answer is the PGA Championship is the second major played during the calendar year for the golfers.
Question two.
So your second part to the question is, which golfer won the PGA Championship last year?
Pretty sure it was Jake Jiggleballs.
I'll give you guys a hint. So there was actually three different golfers that won the four events last year. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, and Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau?
Yes.
Won a major last year?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. I don't remember that. That's pretty crazy.
That's probably the one that...
Because he's a live golfer.
Let's go with him. DeChambeau.
DeChambeau? Okay, yeah. Sure, whatever.
The correct answer is Xander Schauffele. He won the PGA Championship and the Open.
Wow.
That was played in Europe last year.
What a great
year. Bryson DeChambeau won the U.S. Open.
Man, that guy's good.
Yeah.
DeCham.
And then Scottie Scheffler obviously had a monster season last year, won the Masters for his third
time. It is crazy that Rory won a major in 11 years or whatever it's been. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him. I was really honestly thinking he was going to choke, just
dude.
To be honest.
You need to watch the last round. I need to watch
the playoff round at least.
The last playoff holes, it's honestly like it wasn't that thrilling, but the round... And like if especially like if they show it like hole by hole, like dude, oh my god, you need to watch that. I mean, even just like Rory's like last round like highlights, like you should definitely watch that because it was just such a roller coaster ride. It had everything that you would want, like failures, triumphs, like comebacks, like just like amazing golf shots. Like it had everything. It had everything that you would want.
Wow, great putt. Yeah, I wanted Scotty to win, to be honest, but yeah, was it last year that he got bodied at the Masters?
No, last year he won. He won the Masters.
No, bodied by the security guard.
No, that was at the PGA Championship, and he didn't get bodied by he got arrested.
Oh yeah, he drove over.
He got arrested going to the golf course in the morning.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Classic.
That was so fucking nuts. At
the number one golfer in the world got arrested going to do his job. Yes. And then on top of that, they charged him with felonies. That was the best part. Fucking idiots. Fucking
believable.
Fucking idiots, dude.
Did he win that tournament?
No, he didn't.
No.
He I think he got like top 10 or top.
Again, how does that not throw off your mental game? I don't know.
Because he had a bad, shitty first round from what I remember.
Well... No, he had a really good first round.
Oh, my bad.
And then Friday was the round that he got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the day that and they had planned it way in advance, but like his caddy was actually not going to be there that day because he was going to go to his daughter's graduation or something like that. Lame. So, he had like a fill-in caddy. Crazy.
Uh-huh. How did he play the morning, you know, after his arrest?
I think he did okay.
Damn, that's a whole leg right there, bro.
My bad.
But seriously, like, how did that not throw off his mental?
Yeah, no. Crazy. I mean, it absolutely did to a degree. I think it was one of the rounds. I think it was the round. I don't know. I thought he maybe shot a couple under, but it wasn't anything crazy.
Okay. Pretty good. Wrap it.
All right. If you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bumper Run Boys podcast, leave a like and check out the new logo that the homie Max made because it's super sick.
Yeah.
We're coming up on 100 episodes, so we're going to do something special for that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice drive.
This is Blake.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next time. Peace.